Greetings, beloved ones online, and to those of you who are here as well. My intention is to speak about transformation and change, and to begin with, to say something that is very obvious to our hearts when we look deeply, deeply into our hearts. We become aware that we don't know what we're capable of. We don't know what the extent of our capacity to love is. We don't know what the extent of our capacity to extend our creative expression into the world is. We don't know. So we have become accustomed to thinking of ourselves as who we have been. And who we have been is the result of millennia of developments, of evolution. Most of us know about the evolution of the planet. We know about geological ages. But we don't know about the ages of the soul. We don't know that the soul has ages of development and evolution. And that this is so because the purpose for creation, why we're here, is to become in embodied form, in human form, what we are on the soul level. And so evolution is a rhythm of life, a rhythm of life that goes on and on and on, bringing consciousness forward, bringing us into new perspectives concerning who we are. We develop over very long periods of time into a greater awareness of what I means, what an identity is, what we feel. This was all a development over time. And so spiritual evolution of the soul goes on and on, carrying us forward like waves rolling in to a shore, eternally carrying life forward into new aspects of awareness. And that's true, because we're meant to become the fullness of who we are. So in the midst of that spiritual motion and evolution, we come to a point in time where we begin to feel that we have a choice to make about how to be, that the events of transformation have something to do with the choices we make in life, and that we are not just waiting for changes to occur that are happening to us, but that there's something we can do to participate in the changes that we're seeking. This is a new idea for embodied life, the idea that all is shaped through a co-creative process in which we can choose to become, to transform in the direction of our calling. Now we know in a conventional way, we can speak of transformation in a way that diminishes its meaning. We can talk about a change in weight, or a change in diet, or a change in our appearance. And we can say about someone, they really look different or they've really changed. And to a certain extent, that can be, on the outer level, how we see people, that life events bring about changes. Of course they do. That's why we're alive, to be affected by life events. And so illnesses and accidents and losses of a loved one and the birth of children and the death of parents, and all of life's ordinary and multi-layered events affect us and bring change about. So we see those changes in ourselves and we take note of that, that a particular moment in time, let's say the death of a parent or the birth of a child, brought about a new opening of our heart, brought about a new consciousness of identity. We became and felt something that we didn't know before we had children, before that death occurred. That's change. It's change that life brings. It's good change that life brings. It's good that we experience it, that it brings us forward in our own perception of what life is about. But very often, in fact, most of the time, these changes that life brings are not things we experience as having chosen. They are happening to us. With transformation, we're dealing with something else. We're dealing with an organic process of inner growth that we have a say in. We have a say in it. And sometimes we don't say yes. Sometimes we say, I'd rather not. Sometimes we say, I'm too scared. Sometimes we say, I don't know if I'm ready to change. We have that choice to not be ready to change. But it is an organic process, and so if we're not ready at one moment in time, life is going to ask us to get ready. The organic process is like this. We don't know what a tadpole feels like when it becomes a frog. We don't know what a caterpillar feels like when it becomes a butterfly. We assume that the process is built into the organism itself and that consciousness of change is very limited. But we use those as prototypes of what it means to become something different. Becoming a frog from a tadpole, becoming a butterfly from a caterpillar, becoming a tree from an acorn. All those are changes in form. But as human beings, we look at the prospect of changing and we say, what about the things that I like? What about the things I've held on to? I don't know what I'm going to be asked to give up. And that fear of being asked to give up something closes the door of our willingness to engage in a co-creative process with transformation. For a time, it can't close the door permanently because that wave of spiritual evolution goes on and on and on, and the choices that we don't make in one moment will become the choices that are made in the next moment. So what it takes to be part of the transformation of ourselves is the willingness to believe in ourselves, really, and also the willingness to know that God exists within us and that there is no such thing. At the deepest level, there is no such thing as what God wants different from what my deepest self wants. There is where the duality comes, that fear interferes. We think that if we give ourselves over to what God wants, not all of us, but in some place where fear exists, we give ourselves over that we'll be asked to do something that the I, who I believe myself to be, doesn't want. So then we say, no, I'll only do a little bit of changing because I don't know what I'll have to give up. We haven't yet come to the place of knowing that there's no separation between what God wants for I and what I want in my deepest self. How could there be a separation? Because all of the things we value that are the things of the heart, love, peace, joy, generosity, the capacity to forgive, the capacity to grow, the capacity to create, all those things are part of our soul. They're part of the deepest part of us. And so being part of our soul, they can't be different than what God wants. They are God in us. So, when we look at the prospect of change, we have to face this place of deliberation where we question whether what I want is going to remain and whether what God wants or what my deepest self wants is going to change things that I'm not ready to give up. And then a yes has to take place. Maybe not a complete yes, maybe a partial yes that says, I'm willing to explore this. I'm willing to see what would happen if I let go of a habit that I've been doing for my whole life, that I know is not good for me, but I don't know that I'm ready to give it up. And we say, I'm willing to take the risk of doing something new, even though I don't know what the outcome will be. That's an act of trust, but it's also an act of belief in yourself. Belief that some inner wisdom in you will guide you, that you're not just jumping off a cliff, that there is an organic process. This is the key. Like a tree from an acorn doesn't decide, an acorn doesn't decide it's going to be something other than a tree. It doesn't decide that because it's not built into its options to decide to become something else. There's an organic process of becoming that's part of spiritual evolution that quickens or accelerates when we say, yes, I will allow myself to be shaped anew into something that's unknown to me. And what could that be? What could that be that we could become? How could it be anything other than greater love or greater connection with life or a greater sense of a purpose for being here? How could it be anything but that? Because those are the qualities of the soul. Your soul knows why you're here. Your soul knows that you're here to love. Your soul feels connected with all of life. And the embodied self, your human self, that has been taking care of business for a long time, is afraid that it can't live according to the soul because it's acquired all these building blocks, these pieces of a security system that it feels it needs to keep in place. I put this over here, and this is part of my identity, and I put this over here. And it's got all of these building blocks of identity arranged so that life feels relatively safe and comfortable. So, in this process of transforming, we choose, out of trust and out of a belief in ourselves, we choose discomfort. Not more than we think we can bear, but something that's outside of the range of what the familiar is. We choose to experience the discomfort of the unknown because we trust that the unknown is going to bring us something that creates a better life, a better version of ourselves. We believe in our own capacity to grow. And so we choose to be temporarily, for as long as it takes, in the unknown, because the driving force that says, yes, I want to grow, gets stronger and stronger until we're not able to not listen to it. That's how it is with our soul. The soul has an inevitable requirement, yearning, impulse to express in life with the deepest possible expression of your being. And the human self says, yes or no, I'll allow this, I won't allow this, I want things, my building blocks of identity, to stay as they are. When you look into your own heart regarding these things, you'll know what's important to you because it's intuitive. You'll know what you're afraid to let go of. You'll know what you're holding on to. You'll know where you have a doubt that God has a separate idea for how your life should be rather than your own particular idea. You'll know that. And if it's time for you, if it's time for you, you'll question your fear. You'll go with the unknown. And if it's not time, you'll wait. And you won't. And that will be all right too. You'll just wait. Because we have been given the choice about growth. We grow as quickly or as slowly as we choose to. And as quickly doesn't mean that it's in our control. It just means that we've opened the door to let the breath of the new in. We don't control how fast we can change because that's a co-creative effort. It's partly our own decision and partly it comes from the divine flowing into us, flowing like a river into our human consciousness. So it's not just thinking about, I want to grow. That's a thought. That's a mental process. This is a combination of things. I think I want to experience life more fully. I think I want to learn how to love more. I think I want to feel who I am in a deeper way. That's the mental thought connected with the intention. And then the divine soul that lives in you, that represents God, the wholeness of all, flows into your intention and joins with it. Your soul joins with your intention, and the doors begin to open. You're not in control of the doors opening, but you're in control whether you say yes or no, because you can close those doors. So, change happens in the course of a lifetime. Change comes to us, usually unbidden. Change can exist on multiple levels. Some of it can really shake us up into having to find new coping mechanisms. Transformation comes through an inner process of integrating with our soul self, desiring to grow, desiring to open the doors internally to the new. Transformation is an organic internal process in which we say yes to the arrival of our soul's expression on the physical plane. Purification is part of transformation. Purification is a language of the soul that we learn in order to navigate the process of determining how to let go of the fear of change. Purification is the process, the sacred and holy process by which we engage with our desire to become and our fear of becoming. We engage with that process of letting go in a conscious way, so we bring into our bodies and into our hearts and into our consciousness our intention and our desire to have the divine assistance with us, so that what we need to let go of in the presence of our fear can be let go of. And with that opening to purification, then we learn internally what divine light can do. We bring the light of our soul, that's an expression that relates to a vibration, a spiritual vibration. We bring the light of our soul into our bodies, into our embodied self, and the light of our soul, which is the energy of our soul, the intention of our soul, the power of our soul, begins to do the work of helping us to let go of the old and to manifest the new. So purification is transformation, but it's the language of the soul that defines the process of how this happens, how it happens that we can open the doors wider, that we can let go of fear, that we can say a full yes instead of a partial yes to becoming. I hope that you feel some wonder in this, because what I'm speaking of is wonderful, wonderful, divine magic, that we are not just physical beings being affected by changes that life brings. That's an illusion. We are spiritual co-creative beings that are in the process of becoming at all times, whether we have a spiritual life consciously or not. Those waves of spiritual evolution are moving through us, whether we believe in God or not. Whether we think about spirituality or not, it doesn't matter. The waves of spiritual evolution coming from life's purpose are moving through us. So we can choose the wonder of taking part in our own change, in our own becoming new, in our own expansion, And if we are ready, and if we feel enough love for God and for our own being, God is our own being, God in our own being, if we feel enough love for God as our own being, then we open the doors wide and we say, yes, bring me myself. Think of the wonder in that. Bring me myself. That we have the choice to engage with life in that way, instead of being small and focused on a tiny section of what we could feel, to get larger and to experience more of life. These are the choices that are open to us, beloved ones, and they exist in every moment. They exist in every moment to choose something new, to choose something old, to act out of fear, to act out of courage, to desire to love, to forget about love. These are the choices of consciousness, and our consciousness is awakening because we're alive. So even if we don't choose anything consciously, we don't feel ready to make any choices, our consciousness is still awakening because those waves of the soul's evolution are moving through us. This is the divine magic of life. Behind the physical, at all times, is the movement of the soul, bringing forth all that each one is meant to be, all of who you are, coming into being. May all beings know the fullness of who they are, and may all find the willingness in their hearts to become that fullness, knowing that God exists in themselves, as themselves, and that there has never been a separation from the divine. Never. Amen.